Frank Caliendo is coming to the Hard Rock Roxino in Cleveland February
23rd. Oh, yeah. You see the tour, you run around the end there, it's doing John Madden's like doing Jimmy Stewart with a head cold. See there?
Frank, help me out.
It took me a second to figure out what was happening.
Hey, join the club, Frank.
Hello, Frankie.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good.
We're good, man.
Yeah, you know what? The funny thing is that sounded kind of like my original John Madden. I listened to the old John Madden stuff I used to do, and it would be like a, here's a guy, and it was like Mickey Mouse version, and then it gradually became more to the way that he would talk in real life, and then that got boring, and then I'm just going to eat a power pellet and then go eat all the ghosts.
And if you can do a Madden, then Berman from ESPN, he does that same thing where he kind of goes drops real in a low register there.
Yeah, that's more, I guess, what's the word?
Guttural?
He's more the
yes.
It just becomes Morse code. And if you really get going, it becomes jazz scat, like
hey, Frank, how often do you get people coming up to you and asking you should do this and that? Because I was thinking before he came out, I go, damn, Frank would be great doing Romo. And then I thought, boy, I'd be an ass if I said, hey, Frank, you should do Romo.
Yeah, I don't know. He's such a regular-sounding person. I find him great to listen to because he's so excited and genuine. But I don't know. He's got kind of a little bit of a rasp in his voice, and he's from Wisconsin, which is where I'm from, so I don't hear... I guess it's got
probably
a little Dallas, Texas mix. I don't know. But yeah, I think you're the first person actually to ask me if I do a Romo. Nobody's really asked me about that yet.
Because I'm sure you watched that Patriots-Jacksonville game. It sounded like he was on ADHD meds. I mean, he was making sound effects, and I don't know what he was doing.
It's kind of like a new thing that he's kind of making his own.
I don't know. I guess I wasn't paying as much attention to that. Maybe I just block it all out because it's like going to work.
Sure. True. Well, you know, Gruden kind of changed the way a lot of these guys are doing the color commentary now.
Tell you what, man, that's a great segue, and you're changing the way radio is being done, man. So I text a couple weeks before Gruden goes to the Raiders. I text him and say, I'm going to call him in your voice and say I'm taking the job. And he's like, you never know, man. I love the Raiders. And I was like, wait a second. This is real. So we were texting back and forth. I'm like, wow, I need to call Schefter and tell him this. No, it was like having this little bit of information. I was like, wow, this is actually real. And I had texted Schefter before that.
Yeah.
And he's like, you never know. Something can happen. Something big could be on the horizon, and John Gruden could be the next Oakland Raiders head coach.
That's great. So, with the do you have to go to the Super Bowl in Minneapolis?
I'm going there. I'm doing something for the Vikings ownership, who's hosting a party, probably for. I'm trying to find out who's going to be there because I think it's all the owners, but it might not be. I believe it's the big owner's party before. But other than that, I'm not going to the game. I've gone to the games quite a few times. I don't. Have you guys ever been to Super Bowl?
Yeah. Oh, I've been to six of them. Yeah, it's hard work.
And I bet you could do Radio Row. It would exhaust you. I bet all 100 and some stations would take Frank Caliendo.
Yeah. Well, what happens is I'm the greatest filler in the world until a superstar comes in.
Well, sure.
So it's like, you know, Jerry Rice walks in, all of a sudden I'm chopped liver, you know. It's I'll tell you what, man, I love chopped liver. I don't know what's wrong with chopped liver. dice it up. I like dice liver, man. Hey, you ever hear Tony Romo do a dice liver sound effect?
Frank Caliendo, February 23rd, Hard Rock Roxino in Cleveland. You know what I love about your website? You're a genius, my friend, because you have this great thing. If Trump were an occupation, and you can watch the videos, you do all these little bits dressed as Trump, and if it was like Trump was a priest, and it's pretty damn funny, man.
It's tremendous. It really is. There's a lot of different people doing a lot of different things, but nobody does the greatness the way Caliendo does. He does an incredible job, and as a priest, say for our fathers and a Hail Mary, and then get back to me. And say one, oh goodness, Trump, because it's going to be incredible.
How much time do you spend doing bits like that for your website, keeping it up to date?
I haven't done stuff on it for a while, actually. Some of the stuff, you probably just haven't seen it for a while.
What?
So it all looked, that stuff is all actually from before the election. So, we throw stuff on there every once in a while. ESPN's asked me to do a couple segments this season, and I didn't find anything that I really wanted to do. There was a Belichick thing they wanted me to do, and
well, you did a Belichick thing, didn't you? I thought I saw something like that.
That's a lot of grumbling.
that's all there really is. I don't know what's on there. I don't pay attention to what
Skinny
I do
Frank's on there. I saw that.
What was that?
Skinny Frank Caliendo's on there. Good for you, man.
Thinner. Not. I wish I could lose another 20. I got to play more ping pong.
Oh, you're a ping pong champ, huh?
Well, no, I wouldn't say champ, but I'm pretty good.
Well, you see, it's the ping pong he plays by himself. He hits the ball, then he runs around the other side, hits it back to himself. That's how.
Let me tell you something, Joe. That's terrible. That's like Shaq trying to do a Family Guy impression. That's how bad it is. Those ugly feet and those cross eyes.
You know what you would dig, Frank?
Wow, is that good?
They just had the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas a couple weeks ago. We had a guy on. They now have a robot that plays ping pong with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember that, Jerry?
Yeah.
He's like a Forrest Gump ping pong robot.
Well, I might look into that. You know, they do have like those. There's tennis, you know, like the tennis ball shooting machines. They have those for ping pong, and I have six of them.
Do you really?
No, I'm not six, but I do have one. Yeah. It's pretty cool. There's different companies that do it, but it's interesting because people play ping pong. They stand and move their hands. If you play it for real, you actually move your feet around and get a lot of exercise. I've burned over 2,000 calories in a day playing it before. So.
You don't like
it. Yeah, I've been doing
guys,
it wrong.
Some guys are really into it, like the bar players.
Yeah.
It's heated, man. It's real heated.
Yeah. I mean, this is like tournament kind of stuff. So it gets to a different level.
That's great.
The worst part is you'll play like a 7-year-old Chinese girl, and she'll destroy you.
Yeah.
And it's just, I've been beaten by a little kid that was like 9 years old, and when they lose, they cry. but then I was like, I've got beat by like a 14-year-old kid, and he wanted to take a picture with me because his dad knew who I was. So after you get beat and destroyed by these kids, and your whole life, like you've been playing for years, and you think you're pretty good, you get beat by the person. Now they want to take a picture with me and have me sign their paddle.
I've got a custom paddle, but I keep it in my nightstand drawer, Frank. Yeah.
Knock, who's there? The truth.
you still do Harbaugh?
Well, the Harbaugh thing is just, it was just me running around knocking things over. That's the thing about like sketches, is where when you do the sketch, you put on the makeup, you put on the costume or outfit or whatever it is, and you sell it that way. So it's more like that's the way it is with Belichick too. I try and do a bet like people. The Patriots at the Super Bowl last year wanted me to do Belichick for them in the stand-up bit. I ended up doing like a full act for them, but the Belichick is really just mumbling. So
sure.
There's not much to it. There's not a crazy bit, but when you put it in a situation, then it can be funny, especially when you put the wig on and the ripped off, the arms ripped off the sweatshirt and stuff. It sells it and makes it pretty good. But it's like with Gruden, or let's take a character like Trump. So for me, with the Trump stuff, he'll finish things with these words, and everybody knows it, and that's how he gets you on board with something. he'll say something like out of this world, like, there's a colony of people on Mars, and 100% of those people voted for me, and everybody knows it. And then people, everybody's like, yeah. People be walking down the street, hear about that colony of people on Mars. Yeah, 100% of them voted for Donald Trump. Everybody knows it. And I'm not the only one saying this. Who else? Other people. What other people? Other people who couldn't be here but are right now listening to Tony Romo sound effects.
That's awesome.
Hey, and rest in peace, Keith Jackson. That was a huge loss.
Yeah, I don't do a Keith Jackson impression, so great segue.
Oh, you better believe it now.
But I do.
He's a hoss.
Is it as good, good as your Madden?
Yes. Yes, indeedy duty.
You know what's great about Frank, and I believe you brought this up last time, when you do your bit, you do people so great, is that when people shout out like Robin Williams, and he's been dead like 5 years.
It's a little weird, isn't it?
It is.
If you think about that, we're all up in heaven calling a game with Keith Jackson. It's going to be amazing.
Well, Frank Caliendo, February 23rd at the Hard Rock in Cleveland. Is my buddy George opening up for you?
Yeah, George will be there. And I don't think it's actually in Cleveland. I think
it's Northfield, but it's Cleveland. Yeah, it's everybody in Cleveland. It's like the Cleveland Heart. Yeah, it's a little bit like a suburb.
Yeah, it's not too. I don't think it's too far from you guys either.
So no, I'm actually gonna go up there. That's why I was curious if Frank was gonna go up there. I'll text you in a couple weeks, and you know,
if George was gonna go
up there, because I'm definitely gonna be up there.
Yeah,
for my show.
Well, yeah.
If you could learn who's who, that would be great.
Hey, I'll come up the 23rd and see you, my friend.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, thanks Frank.
Thanks, Frankie.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
All right.